stall, they put the, now some cows will kick when you milk them. They put them in that stall to keep them kicking.
Okay, do you have a special shelter for them when it's raining? Is there a special place they go when it's raining for cows to go?
Yeah, they got to have sometimes have a shed, and sometimes they stand out there in the weather.
All right. What do you call a place where you keep your horses?
Horse stable.
All right. Have you ever heard of horses being kept in a barn?
Well, they call it the barn. Well, the horse stable and barn, in fact, all built together, see?
All right.
The horse stable on the first floor, and the food up, the hay and fodder up there on the, and they got a trough to let it feed down to the stock end, you know.
Okay, I believe you had to work for your wife. You said, you know all about what you had to do. You said your dad-in-law wanted to know who was gonna pick the cotton. I think you had to do like what's the man in the Bible's name? What had to work for Leah?
Jacob had to work
for Leah. I think that's what you had to do for your wife.
Jacob worked for two wives.
And he got one and it was the wrong one.
Had to wait for the other.
Right. I think that's what you had to do because you know too much about this. All right. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you milked the cows? Is there a special place where cows are milked?
Yeah, they got that kind of called the milk dairy.
Milk dairy. Mm-hmm. Okay. How are these cows milked? Do they pin them or what?
Well, they used to build them, milk them by hand, but now they, you know, in these earlier days they got these milking machines.
Okay. Where do you keep hogs and pigs?
Well, you put them out and have a hog pen, then wide end, and you keep them out, and you get ready to fatten the hog, and you put them in a pen, flow it. Fatten him to kill, you know, to eat.
Oh, you can't fatten the hog when he's just running around in the pen.
No, you put him on, put a floor in the pen and put him on that and feed him corn and, you know.
And then he gets fatter then.
Yeah.
Okay. Did this have a shelter over it or was it
open?
Yeah,
it didn't have a shelter over it, but, you know. But that hog just lay down there, didn't have no straw or nothing. They just lay there, but, you know, hog is, didn't stand a whole lot of cold.
Well, why would they want to fatten a hog?
Well, the fatten a hog is why they can make lard and sausage meat, you know.
The
more fat you get, the more the meat will fry. You see, you ain't ever bought meat and sometimes it one fry pop out the pan.
Yeah, be real tough.
Really, that's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
They down in the well.
In the well? Well, the well would have to keep it cold.
See, back in those days, they had wells and springs. They didn't have a water like we have now.
Do you remember a trough near a stream where the spring rose and the water would run through the trough?
Yeah.
Where you set jugs and crocks of milk and butter? Okay.
That's right.
What did you call that?
We called it spring.
Okay, we called it, all right. What other meaning does the word dairy have?
Well, the word dairy, all I know is cow barn already.
Okay. Where did you store your potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Well, they store potatoes in a bank. They get corn stalks and pine straw, put them in the bank, then they put dirt on that bank, and they leave a hole that way to go in there and get the potatoes, keep them running.
So. We used to do that right in Atlanta, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
What about turnips? Where do they store turnips in the winter?
I do turnips the same way.
They put the turnips in?
Yeah.
That would keep them, that was the roots of the turnips?
Yeah.
Oh. You couldn't say the leaves, though, could you?
Well, no, you could put them in the, my back in those days, but now you can put them in freeze them, you know.
Right, okay. What do you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows muse?